Quest
number 6
from 115 North Keats, Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Phone 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on for your comments or suggestions. Let's start out with a band made up of people from several different countries in Europe. The band is called Wind. And we're going to first hear Morgen, which means morning, done in German. Then after that, we'll hear an English version of the Blue Danube Waltz. The Danube, of course, being a river in Austria. So that will take care of that little corner of Europe.
Das Glück. Gestern liegt schon so weit zurück.
War es auch eine schöne, schöne Zeit.
About music from Europe. My first exposure, I believe, was when I heard the men's chorus do the three bells in English, but with a heavy French accent back in the mid-50s. And of course, that song was later done by the Browns and made very popular over here. There was also, of course, Maurice Chevalier's Thank Heavens for Little Girls, and with his heavy French accent. And the Singing Nun performed in French, although she was from Belgium. I remember first hearing Dominique when I was in the Peace Corps in the Dominican Republic, and I thought that was so ironic. Dominique sounds so much like Dominican. I thought that song must have been directed at me. Sweden has contributed an awful lot to the music world, especially in rock. There's ABBA, or ABBA, depending on how you choose to pronounce it, and Ace of Base. And there are several very accomplished barbershop groups from Sweden. There are Sweet Adelines, choruses, and quartets that compete every year. And in the men's organization, there is the Swedish Norwegian Organization of Barbershop Singers, SNOBS, Snobs. Isn't that a funny name? We're not going to touch the British Isles on this trip to Europe we're taking. That will come later. We've done Ireland, and we'll touch on the on Great Britain and Scotland and Wales. There's not much to find in Wales on a later edition. For Spain, of course, we have Julio Iglesias, and his son now sings on the pop charts everywhere, Enrique Iglesias. He doesn't claim much of a Spanish heritage. I think he has spent time in several countries during his growing up years. Many people in Europe know several languages, and if you think about it, it makes sense. The countries are as close together as our states are over here, and some of them smaller than some of our states. And when we travel from one state to another to visit, we of course are able to speak the same language, but we might find it conducive to friendliness to learn different languages if they spoke a different language as soon as you crossed a state border. I know a lot of people in Texas pick up border Spanish simply because there are so many people who've come over from Mexico, and the same is probably true in California and Arizona because of living in close proximity to people who speak a different language. You find yourself learning it by default. Here's another band in Europe from Holland. This Dutch group has produced over 60 albums in the 25 years they've been together. They, like Wind, were more popular in the late 70s and early 80s. BZN stands for Band Without a Name in their native language. And they're a little harder if you want to define rock that way in terms of soft rock and hard rock than Wind. And they're not doing the classics here as Wind was on the previous two selections that I picked for you. This is going to touch a little closer to modern day rock, and you'll hear the disco beat, which is so very popular in Europe even today.
The first song is in English and the second one's in French.
Those are the primary languages that they choose to sing in.
And take a break.
Let's travel down to the Mediterranean now for some Greek music, an instrumental. Sorry I can't identify the instruments for you. I didn't have the original album that was sent to me on tape. Austria, in Germany, and in Switzerland, in different geographical regions, is very similar. I think in Switzerland it depends on which country you're close to, because they are nestled in amongst so many. But I can attest to the fact that when I was in Europe, our tour went to a beer garden in Munich, Germany, and then we also went to a similar place in Austria, and the music was very similar, so I can't argue with it. We think of the Vienna Opera House and expect a lot of sophistication, and I'm sure that's there too. And of course there are all the coffee houses and the fancy, rich, alluring desserts in Vienna. But here's a band that claims to be an Austrian band. It sounds very much like German music to me, but it's a waltz instead of a polka, but there is the infamous tuba or bassoon or whatever the bass horn is performing. That's very common in Central European music. So here we go. Let's have a little fun. The crowd certainly sounds like they are. Thank you. go a little farther east into the Slavic region. Here's a special treat.
Hello to everyone who receives Culture Quest. This is Jane McKeever with a rather fascinating story about Bulgarian women, which Marilyn has asked me to relate to you. I don't know whether this still happens, it probably does, but in some of these small towns, and it may be all over Bulgaria, of course Bulgaria is a very mountainous country, and the women, as teenagers, they're traveling over the mountains constantly, and I'm not sure whether they are herding sheep and goats or exactly what the reason is, but all I know is that they developed a certain form of throat singing, which they do. It's extremely loud. I actually heard a Yugoslavian woman demonstrate it for me, and it's, you have to do it outside. It's unbelievably loud. But anyway, they developed this throat singing, and it's a very unusual tradition, folk tradition, and it's a means of communication with other women from surrounding villages who are also traveling over the mountains, and because they travel these long distances, they had to develop a type of throat singing that was extremely loud and would carry over the mountains. But once they marry, they never do this again. And I don't know why that is, but that is the tradition. And they've made several CDs, and the group is called Les Voix Mystères de Bulgare, which means, in it's French for the Mysterious Bulgarian Voices. And I have one of the CDs, and I'm going to play the first song for you. I think it's a greeting song. And I'm going to share with you this recording so that you can hear the harmonies and this very, very unique tradition that I don't think exists anywhere else on Earth.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jane for that presentation. Also, thanks to Mary Lambright, Joyce Webb, Marion Pritchett for the wind and BZN music we featured on this side. That Bulgarian music is very different from the stories that we hear about courtship rituals in Switzerland, where the boys and girls yodeled across the mountains to each other. You'd probably have to get into a pretty rural agricultural society to find much of that going on, as well as you would this Bulgarian tradition. Just like in this country, if you want to find old traditions carried out, you go to either the Mennonites or the Amish, or you go to Appalachia, deep in the hills. Let's move on to side two. The presentation next will be ABBA singing in Spanish. They are the Swedish group. Megan Green gave me this music. Many of the ABBA songs were featured in a musical, Mamma Mia. I got the CD last year for Christmas and enjoyed it a lot. We know this song is Knowing Me, Knowing You. See what you think about it.